David Love is a NASCAR fan, but he's disgruntled. The 51-year-old retired policeman from Michigan recently vacationed with his wife in the Carolinas. Among their stops, the Lowe's Motor Speedway gift shop. Love says he started following racing in the 1980s, but it's changed for the worse, he thinks, since then, as NASCAR leaders have tried to grow their sport.
They're in it for the money. They're not in it for the fans. They're not in it for the sport itself. Whatever makes that cash register flow, they'll do.
Love is part of a group of race fans who have helped drive TV ratings down and slow ticket sales the last two seasons. Ask Love and 9 other race fans why they're not as interested as they used to be, and you might get 10 different answers. Many, though, just say it's not the same sport to them that it used to be. But whatever their reasons, NASCAR wants fans like Love back.
And we certainly are proud we have been able to attract new fans virtually every year NASCAR has been in existence. But we're also proud of those fans who have been with us for many decades.
That was NASCAR CEO Brian France speaking in Concord last month on the sport's annual preseason media tour. His comments were widely interpreted as a shift in the company's thinking. Rather than trying to reach new fans, NASCAR is instead trying to win back some old ones. Like a president with a shrinking approval rating, NASCAR is looking to shore up its base. France calls it going back to basics. Longtime promoter and Lowe's Motor Speedway general manager Humpy Wheeler says whatever it's called, it needs to work.
Its stake is keeping a national audience and growing a national audience, growing our TV ratings, growing our attendance. And in order to do that, NASCAR is going to have to take some steps.
One step France has talked about is letting drivers be more ornery. Racing is an emotional sport, and controversy can arise from time to time. When it does, fans usually eat it up. But as stock car racing got bigger, NASCAR's tolerance for things like fighting got smaller. Former crew chief and current Fox analyst Larry McReynolds is among those welcoming the change.
Let a guy speak his piece as long as he does it in a professional manner, and let a guy show his emotions if it's, you know, confronting a guy nose to nose, maybe a little shove in the chest, whatever. If that's what happens, let that happen. Let it play out, and it will help our sport.
NASCAR's new stance on old-fashioned quarreling was tested last weekend by drivers Tony Stewart and Kurt Busch. During a practice session in Daytona, an on-track bump led to a punch. When NASCAR handed down punishments on Tuesday, they were noticeably lighter than they likely would have been a year ago. Besides the infusion of more emotion into the sport, NASCAR appears to be embracing another part of its heritage. Country music star Garth Brooks will be the spokesperson for NASCAR's annual Charity Day in May. A year ago, that job went to this person, pop star Kelly Clarkson, heard here just before last year's Daytona 500. Once upon a time, NASCAR and country music went hand in hand, but Wheeler, the longtime promoter, says that changed as NASCAR grew.
A lot of people decided, well, we need to get into mainstream America, we need to be part of pop culture and all that, and I'm not sure that we're destined for pop culture.
Wheeler says too many people, himself included, tried to make NASCAR a violin when in reality it's just a fiddle. Individually, the changes NASCAR is making are small, and no one is certain they'll even work. But McReynolds, the TV analyst, says NASCAR's change in thinking is a big step.
For the first time in a long, long time, NASCAR has finally acknowledged, you know what? We've got some problems we need to work on. We got some problems we need to solve. And I'm proud of that.
The first test of the 2008 season, both for drivers and for NASCAR's Back to Basics campaign, comes Sunday afternoon in the 50th running of the Daytona 500. The first race in the Charlotte area, as usual, will be held in May. For WFAE News, I'm Scott Graff.